evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you, Malcolm?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sent.
Yeah.
Easy.
You're breaking up.
I think so. The music was on.
That's an indication that you were the only one.
Well, sometimes the moderator comes on and says, yeah, that you're not on yet. So.
Okay, that's just a pre-recorded thing that they set up.
Okay.
Another 4 minutes, I guess.
Okay. I'll be sending you a half shekel donation.
What about the half shekel?
I'll be sending you my donation.
Okay, I appreciate it. You'll send me the names all.
Names and the mother, father, right?
Yes.
Okay.
has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are beginning with Pasuk 351 from section 25 of Parashat Vayera. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, good job. Translation, come and see. When they first went down to Egypt, he said, she is my sister in order to cleave to the faith. Therefore, he called her my sister so that they would not be mistaken and follow those grades outside holiness. So here as well with Abimelech, he said, my sister, in order not to be diverted from the proper faith. This passage is clearly written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Does Abraham have a potential to be distracted from the faith? If he's connected with Hashem, why would he be distracted from the faith? Faith actually is your connection to Hashem. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
In listening to these teachings, I come to the conclusion that Abraham was always in the spiritual realm with thoughts, physically, his physical actions, and also his thoughts. He was constantly connected.
That's my understanding of
it. Sir?
That's my understanding as well. He was constantly connected.
Right. And that's why I'm realizing he's calling Sarah his sister and, you know, bride, whatever that may be, you know, because he doesn't see it as a physical attraction. He sees it as a spiritual
connection.
Attraction. Yeah, connection.
When we really truly understand the concept of the Shekhinah, most of us don't read Hebrew and we just hear this word Shekhinah, and it's defined by the academic people as this is the female aspect of Hashem. This is Malchut. But it's very difficult to really know what that word means until you start to recognize that Abraham was not talking about Sarah, he was talking about the Shekhinah. He was talking about his connection to Hashem, to the female aspect of Hashem. That makes a very difference.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I believe that's why he saw the visitors, the three visitors, with that connection, he saw that they were angelic beings. And
Correct.
That's how he could see, yeah.
And that's really the whole issue, because the physical world is an illusion. But we need to strive to make our connection so that we're given the opportunities to see past the illusion, to see the truth of the spiritual world.
Right, and a lot of us don't have that connection, so it's very hard
to understand.
Feel or see. Yeah, and understand it. Right.
I agree. Verse 352. Deha v'melech v'kol inun yatve arahawo az le'batar ulchana nukra'a ve'ihu itabak goy mehem nuta ugin kach al lutaman wa amar achoti ma achot la itperash meacha lealmin ofhaka delha ita dike lat leitperasha aval achot la itperash deha tirein achin la yachlin leitparsha Almain ulam yeme almin. This is because Abimelech and all the inhabitants of the land followed idolatry, while Abraham cleaved to the faith. So when he entered there, he said of the Shekhinah, "She is my sister." Just as a sister can never be separated from a brother, so here as well, Abraham was attached to the Shekhinah in such a manner that they could never be separated. Although a wife can be separated from her husband, a sister can never be separated from her brother, because two siblings can never, ever be separated. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Do you agree with the spiritual law? Look to the reincarnation laws for your answer. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Yes, I do agree with the spiritual law.
What is the spiritual law?
You were going to ask that.
I'll let you off the book and I'll tell you. The spiritual law that's in this verse is that brother and sister can never be separated. Now, brothers and sisters do fight. But the relationship between the brother and the sister, or the sister and the brother, that relationship is enduring through the whole of the lifetime.
Is that it? Is that the reason?
That's the spiritual law. Now, why is that true? It's because with the laws of reincarnation, you came into this world with your brother or your sister, your sibling, and you cannot change that relationship during this lifetime, because you're going to continuously teach each other aspects. you learn from your brother and your sister tikkun issue as children, and it continues into adulthood. Of course, we never look at it that way. We hear about tikkun, we hear about reincarnation, but we really don't understand it. But that your brother and your sister are souls that you have a strong tikkun with, a tikkun that will last throughout your lifetime.
Okay, I want to make a comment.
Okay.
An example is, okay, I have a younger brother, and ever since he came into this existence, I have always kind of mothered him more than my mother mothered us. And I believe that is because in another lifetime, I mothered all of them. Now, my older brother always watched after me more than he did the other siblings. And I'm not really quite sure what that relationship is, but I know that in this lifetime, my mother always wanted to be my sister. Be a sister versus a mother and a daughter. So I can see why Abraham was talking about the Shekinah being his sister.
Appreciate the comment.
Does that make sense?
Doesn't have to make sense. It's what you sense about your relationship to your brother. Doesn't have to make sense.
But I really do believe the older I get, and maybe hopefully many more years, I can see that what has happened in another lifetime, people that come into your life for this lifetime are actually people that you knew from another lifetime.
That is what the reincarnation teaches us. You're absolutely correct.
I think that's true, because you do have some flashbacks. It's like, wait a minute, I think I've been there before. I think I've, spoken to this total stranger. And you think we have a connection. It's like all of a sudden you feel this connection,
Well, I was taught that when you have a flashback like that before you came into this existence for this reincarnation, that you knew everything that was really going to happen to help you do your tikkun. And when you have a flashback like that, it just means that you're remembering what you agreed to and wrote down, and it just lets you know you're on track.
Or let you know you're not, and time to make the adjustment.
Right.
But yes, those flashbacks are related to the purpose. You need to have that information in order to achieve your tikkun with that person.
It's kind of a sobering event when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I won't argue with that.
Yeah, and sometimes I say, haven't I met you before? I'm like, no. You know, tell a stranger to me, and I'm like, no, I don't recall. We could be, you know, I could be anywhere. It's not just around my hometown, just, you know, traveling or, you know, that kind of thing.
Just to, to totally freak them out. Don't say, haven't I met you this before? You should say, haven't I met you in this lifetime before?
Now that would freak them out.
They'll make them run away. Like, oh my God, we got a Looney Tune here.
Run away, run away.
Run, run fast.
Where I met you in my previous lifetime, do you remember? That's another one that'll freak them out.
I love that. It's like the same people were all, you know, put together to, in a different aspect, to learn a different point, you know, of view. It's like, you're no stranger, really, you know. I know you from another last time. I just can't figure out which one it is, but I bet it was in France. So much for the resistance.
When I was much younger, I was in my 30s, early 30s. I had separated from my wife, and I was dating this very interesting woman. And she was into all of this crazy stuff, you know, what I thought was crazy that I now think it's normal. But she would drag me to these, what are they called, you know, various conventions, you know, selling spiritual things, promoting spiritual books and spiritual tools and all of this stuff. And she met you all know him, Shlomo Carl Beck. He used to come to those things, and we were in California, so it was nothing for him to come down from Berkeley to Los Angeles or in that area. So she met Shlomo, and his technique to meet people was to walk up to them and said, I remember you from last lifetime. And this lady who I was dating didn't bat an eyelash. She said, yeah, I remember you too, and I didn't like you then either.
Oh, she sounds like my kind of person. I like that.
Well, now you understand why I found her interesting.
Oh, I bet a few times she curled your hair with some stuff, information. Oh, good Lord.
I learned that there's a lot of green things in mother's breast milk in the freezer. especially when you're vegetarian.
Well, there you go. What can I say?
I learned a lot from her. So there's no question it was part of our tikkun.
She was getting you ready for your transition, right?
Yeah, one of them.
We have many lives. Nine lives, you got nine lives, right? You're like a cat that has nine lives, right?
Absolutely. But the interesting
cats have
thing
nine
is
lives.
In the same lifetime.
Yeah.
like the nine lives of the cats, may we all land on our feet so that we can just run away.
No, you're missing the point. The nine lives of the cat, may we all land on our feet in the middle of the milk pond.
The what? Milk pond?
You've never seen a milk pond?
Say what kind of pond?
A milk pond. That's the kid, the catfish that's filled with milk instead of water.
Oh, I don't have cats, so I don't know the terminology.
I don't have cats either, but we are out of time. So you both have a beautiful evening.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Questions and answers if I'm up tonight.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.